back. Yes, we're back. Yes, welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Internet acquaintance, yes. Yes, yes, yes. This is the beginning where I say yes many times. Yes, 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 yes. That's what happens here. Yes, internet acquaintance. It is I, Linda James, LJ, Linda James. And I am your internet acquaintance, quite literally. Yes, that's right. This is a podcast program where I just chat. You know, it's sort of like a very long voicemail that happens semi-regularly. And I just like, you know, we just have a nice time. We just have a relaxing, nice time. It's hard out there. It's hard out there. Let's just have a nice, relaxing chat, you know, do some drawing, you know. Oh my God, are you driving? Ugh, wonderful. It's like I'm on speakerphone and you don't have to say a word. Just pay attention to the road. Pay attention to the road. Ooh, do you hear that buzzing? That is a piece of Pokemon Go jewelry. Interactive jewelry that I'm wearing. I caught a Pokemon with my bracelet. Yes, we'll talk about it later. I'm deeply, deeply, deeply madly in love with Pokemon Go. And so we will be talking about it. But this is the show. You know me. Welcome. First of all, how are you? Well, hey, you know. You know, like, let's drink to that. I'm having a coffee. I think we should just start the show. I've got things written down. Yeah, let's start the show. Black Lives Matter. Abolish the police. Support women. Support abortion. Support a lot of things. A lot of things need your support right now. Listen, fuck fascism. You know, vote. Everything sucks, but, you know, vote. And so that's my liberal lawn sign. It's up. We're here. We've virtue signaled. We're ready to go. Let's start the show. Yes. You're sticking around for the show? Wonderful. I have not recorded in a little while. What else is new? I say that every time. I think that I should just accept that my pace is a little slower. You know, once, maybe twice a month is what we're doing here. You know, you never know. Things could change. But, I'm tired. I'm exhausted. I'm a pincushion. I've been doing a lot. Where have I been? Where have you been? Where have I been? I've been doing a lot of very adult, very rational, very responsible wellness sorts of things. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. AKA, I've been undergoing dental work. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. It's just been a month of, you know, things. I've received the monkeypox vaccine. Thank you very much. Fully. I got another COVID booster, and I got one of my teeth grinded down so that I can get a cap on it. And that was like week after week after week. So, you know, I had to lay down a lot, you know. It was a lot of just napping has been going on, but that's fine. I, you know, almost done with the tooth. One more. This coming week, we finish the tooth. The tooth, do you want to hear the story of the tooth? Sure. That's why you're here, baby. The story of the tooth is that one time I was eating and, my back molar, just like a part of it came off. I was eating a piece of chicken. I remember it like it was like, I can remember the moment like it was yesterday. But in fact, it was many years ago. And part of my tooth broke off. I was outside in upstate New York, eating a piece of chicken before a Justin Vivian Bond show. And a piece of my tooth came off. And I said, let's just pretend this didn't happen for the next decade. It's not a decade. It's almost a decade, though. That's not true. I, you know, at the time, looked at the resources around me. available on the insurance that I had where I lived, and the dentist that was applicable was like in a dead mall. Their office was in a dead mall, which was fine, but it was, you know, creepy, you know, in some ways. It was a creepy mall. So you'd go and went to the creepy mall to go to the creepy dentist. And I went to their Facebook page because that was like the era that it was, to just like see how people were talking about this dentist. And they had like a bunch of very aggressive, you're going to burn in hell, Jesus type of stuff on their like dental practice page. And I said, pretend this didn't happen. And then I moved across the country and I said, I'm going to finally get this taken care of in Seattle, a big city. But first I'm going to like take a year to party or like, you know, just get my life together. Not schedule dentist appointments is what I did not do because it felt fine. And finally, and then a little thing, and then I forgot the pandemic happened and I was like, I really don't feel like opening my mouth in a room for a very long period of time. So it took me a while. But finally, a client of mine had mentioned they were at the dentist, and I asked them about their dentist, and I decided to go. Yes, yes, yes. We did a cleaning. We did some investigating. I met them. Very, very nice. The gentlest dental hygienist I've ever interacted with in my life. It was like... it was like she wasn't touching my teeth at all. And it was amazing. And I said, well, this is how they get you. I guess I'm with you for life. And so they said, let's take care of that one tooth. And so we're doing it. I'll let you know how it goes. There's still some questions in the air, but it seems good. I did have a temporary on. I was supposed to get the only tough part of the situation for me has been that they were like, oh my God, this is wonderful. This week we're going to grind down your tooth to a nubbin. And then next week, the lab says we're going to be able to have that tooth ready and we're just going to attach it. And this will be so quick and easy. And I was like, I love this. I love you, dentist. I love you, dentist. But then they called me after the grinding down, which was an experience, which was absolutely fine. You should absolutely go to the dentist. But I will tell you that afterwards, the person who did it said, wow, that was intense. How you doing? And I said, I'm good. And I was, my jaw was just open for a long time. So it was, you know, it was, you know, sore, but that was it. And I mean, you know, it was a little annoying. But they popped on that temporary, and then they called me right before I was going to go in for the next one. And they said, ooh, the lab just called, and they said that your tooth is actually going to be ready in 2 weeks. And I said, okay. And it was very, like, they put the cap on, and they were like, this is going to fall off. At some point, probably. Under-promise. They did a classic under-promise, over-deliver. Because the way they sold it, I thought, this cap is coming off. And, like, tomorrow, I'm going to swallow this in my sleep tonight, you know? But it lasted a week or two or whatever. And finally came off. But we are so close to the finish line. So, round of applause. Round of applause. I will tell you that I did, in order to congratulate myself for being a big strong person and getting my tooth ground down, I did buy myself a child size WWE heavyweight champion title. I did. That's what I wanted for my wonderful work, for being brave. And I will tell you that sometimes Benjamin wears it. Hi, Benjamin. You want to come over? Beans, come here. Come here, Benjamin. Hi. Benjamin does drape it over his shoulder sometimes. He's right here with me. And sometimes I just, like, walk up to him and I hold it up to let him know that I'm the champion. Sometimes I do pick him up and body slam him on the bed. And then, I mean, in the gentlest, nicest way. And as a good wrestler would, a good professional wrestler would. And then I hold up the championship belt. And I say, the first thing that needs to be done is to get that piece of crap out of my ring. Don't just get him out of the ring. Get him out of the WWF. Because I've proved, son, without a shadow of a doubt, you ain't got what it takes anymore. You talk about... Wait, hold on. Oh, how embarrassing. How embarrassing to forget the Austin 316 speech right in the middle of it. Or at least verse one of the Austin 316 speech. You sit there and you thump your Bible and you say your prayers and it didn't get you anywhere. I'm petting Benjamin while I'm doing this. Very nice. You should know. He's at the edge of my desk. And I'm petting him, and I'm reciting very gently the Austin 316 speech because I'm reminding him that I am the champion. I will continue. You sit there. I'll repeat. You sit there, and you thump your Bible, and you say your prayers, and it didn't get you anywhere. Talk about your Psalms. Talk about John 316. Well, Austin 316 says, I just whipped your ass. He walked away. So that's what's going on in my house. I will say that it is nice, you know, like maybe even if you're not as serious as I am about a championship belt, just like draw one on a piece of paper, you know, or cardboard, whatever, do a craft project. A wonderful craft project I'm suggesting this week that I haven't done myself is make a WWE or wrestling, you know, any sort. You want to be NWA, you want to be WOW, you want to be any wrestling affiliate. Make yourself a championship belt and then just keep it around the house in case you need to hold it up and proclaim that you are the champion, because it's working for me. A true benefit of dentistry is that in my life has been that I've acquired a championship belt through participating in the craft. Yeah. So that's what's going on around here. That's been the medical stuff. What else? I feel like I've done something else. Just all the vaccines, all the teeth. I'm tired and all the stretching. I will say that I have been, I'm a little stiff today, but I have been just doing our friend Frank Wall Fitness's videos for like at least a full year and a half. And my back has not gone out. At all. Or like I can feel it coming and then I say, no, I need to stretch. And I do it. So I believe on the Ko-fi, I do have links to Frank Wall Fitness or just YouTube Frank Wall Fitness. We are not affiliated in any way. I've never met this man in my life, but I do his dynamic stretching videos, his 10-minute dynamic stretching videos every morning. And it has, I can say, changed my life. That's just me. You might not like it, but that's just me. They're very easy, I think, if you're of high, moderate, or low fitness level. Just, you know, do the tiniest little bit of it if you can't go all the way. But dynamic stretching is really the way. Look up dynamic stretching. It's changed my life. It is a practice that I have been really keeping up with, and it has benefited my life in many, many ways. I will not call it yoga. I do not practice yoga. There is nothing spiritual about dynamic stretching. I recommend putting on the radio or a podcast. You're just stretching. Whatever. Listen to this. Oh my God. Are you dynamic stretching right now? Tell me you're dynamic stretching right now. Oh, that would be amazing. You know what? Begin. It's 10 minutes. There'll be more than 10 minutes of this podcast. You could dynamic stretch while listening to this show. Change your whole life. and still be listening to the show while you have a snack afterwards, you know? Wow, that blew my mind. I'm having coffee. It's a little chilly. It's a little sensitive on my tooth. Here's another medical. Let's pull up the data. I've had another medical. I don't know what to say. Data. Discovery. I'm going to share it with you. For shits and giggles, I believe while high, on Labor Day weekend, I purchased a MyHeritage DNA kit on the internet. And it was like $30 or something. And I said, I'm getting this one. Yeah, this is the time. I've always said those DNA kits are... Oh, the special sales extended. They're $49 right now. I wish I had a code for you so that I could make something off of it. But, oh, sale ends today in 10 more hours. But they do these all the time, I'm noticing. So go ahead and check myheritage.com. It's probably like $39 or $49 on sale. If it's not, just wait a day or so and look again. Trying to find my results on their website. Oh, my ethnicity estimate. There it is. So I did it for fun, and it was thrilling. So here's some more data for you about me. I am 29.6% Italian. Yes, the majority. So there you go. It's very funny. It says it shows this one gives you like a circles. It shows you like in different colors the areas where these numbers connect to, like the region that 29% of my DNA comes from, you know, in all of these different regions. And then it shows you where your DNA is now, and it's basically like Italy is outlined. It, like the shape of a boot is outlined from afar on this map. And then a little bit in Scotland, interestingly. And then New York and New Jersey. New York is circled, and then the tri-state area basically is circled. And then more specifically, like New York City and New Jersey are circled. So anywhere else? Is there a tiny dot on the West Coast? Anywhere else? No. I see this website. I've got a bone to pick with you, MyHeritage. Because where the heck? Oh, I have to grab it and scroll it over. User error. That's a user error. Right there. All right. So back to the ethnicity estimate. We've got 29.6 Italian and then 26.3 English. That was kind of news to me. I mean... Not really. Should we call that Irish? Because I've always heard Irish, but it doesn't seem like the blob. Let's see. Like the blob where they're estimating that my DNA comes from is England, and Ireland is not involved. But my grandmother, her parents at the very least, were from Ireland. So... I don't know about that. That's curious to me. Interesting. I wish I had a television crew here to investigate further, or I had paid more for the upgrade. I was just like, tell me the results. The rest, I don't. We'll see. We'll see how I feel. Then is Iberian, okay? 12.9%. Now, that's a big blob over Spain, Northern Africa, parts of France, and current day France, you know, and then some Mediterranean islands that I'm not sure exactly what they are because I'm ignorant. Which France is what I always heard. So we're going to call the Iberian area France. And then 11.3% Eastern European. That was also kind of fun to hear because... Hi, Benjamin. He's walking between me and the microphone. who, I guess Albanian. I guess Albania's in there. So I did know that. Okay, great. And then 9% Greek and South Italian, still Italian. So we're going to count that. And then 3.9% Ashkenazi Jewish. Where is that on the map? Oh, that's overlapping with, right? Yes. That's like overlapping with the Albanian area. Is Albania in there? Or is Albania? I believe it is. How embarrassing. Recording myself being ignorant like this. All right, I've looked it up and Albania is very near Greece. So yeah, that's a large swath, that area. But isn't that fun? And then North and Western Europe, that's again France. That's 2.5%. And then 4.5% Middle Eastern. So, and that connects to the Greek and Northern Italian. So it looks like somebody either did some sailing or walked through Turkey. What's currently Turkey? At some point. Isn't that fun? That's just for my medical records. And then what does it say? Genetic groups. My number one genetic group location, number one of where all of my people are now, is New York and New Jersey. Listen. It's true. And then Southern Italy and Scotland, and then Aberdeen and Aberdeenshire. If you're in Aberdeenshire, let me know, because we could be related. And then New York and New Jersey is also number two. That's the smaller dot of New York and New Jersey. There it is. That's my heritage. That's my DNA. I think it's very funny that I have relatives who are concerned about the government putting chips in them, you know? It passively, we'll say, not really, you know, like a little bit. But we're very delighted to hear that I, like, hear the results of my DNA tracking test. So I thought that was fun. What else do we have on the list? Now, Benjamin, it is October. He looked at me. Benjamin, it is October. So for the rest of the month, we're calling you what? Boonjamin. Boonjamin. That is big news. He recently did the little scamp, got himself a roll of toilet paper and was playing in it. And I decided the punishment for playing with a roll of toilet paper is that we could not waste not, want not, and so we had to become the designer, and we made a little mummy outfit. If you're going to unroll the toilet paper and play with it and scratch it up, then it is going to become a mummy costume. Some sort of corpse-like, you know, ghostly, you know, sometimes maybe we'll it'll drape, you know, like you know, jellyfish ghost, but it is a costume material then at that point. So I think we learned our lesson, perhaps, because he didn't care for the garments. It did not last long. Okay, I think it's time to tell you, I've got it written down right here in my notes, an important thing to tell you, and that is that Pokemon Go lights up my life. I love Pokemon Go. Oh my god, I didn't expect it. You know this, we talked about it. I'm deeper than you thought. Pokemon Go has made me very happy, and I highly recommend it to anyone who wants to play a game just around life constantly. I have learned so much about art, what buildings are where, all sorts of things. It's wonderful. I'm very much hoping that Niantic Corps, which is here in Washington, will invite me to just have a good time with them. I don't know, be part of a focus group. I'm just dying to become part of Niantic Corps. So, Pokemon Go, let's pull her up. Let's pull her up and see what's going on. if you'd like to play Pokemon Go with me, just like let me know. I mean, I believe my trainer code is on the Ko-fi, ko-fi.com/internetacquaintance. I believe the information is there. And so you could become friends with me. Wow, there's a lot of Pokemon around me right now. I need to turn on my Pokemon Go bracelet. Here's the problem with this. I've learned that it eventually disconnects. So you kind of have to like make sure it's on. And then it buzzes and the green light is on and I'm throwing it at this Pidgeot or whatever its name is. Pidgeot. I caught him. I caught that fucker. I just love the Pocket Monsters. I went for a walk this weekend through Volunteer Park. Here's an example of how the Pocket Monsters have changed my life. I have walked through Volunteer Park about 100,000 times. Maybe 100 times. Not 100,000, but I've walked through a lot. 2020, I have a file of photographs of the trees in Volunteer Park from 2020, because that's all I did was go for walks through Volunteer Park. And I have learned things just this past weekend, because I said, you know what? I walk past Volunteer Park a lot. I haven't gone in a while, especially in the last 2 months while playing Pokemon Go. I'm going to go in there and I'm going to hit all the stops. And I could lead a tour. There are so many things in Volunteer Park, any park, I'm sure, that are in a metropolitan area or a larger small town, you know. There's just, I know that the flowers that I see people at, that's the Volunteer Park Dahlia Gardens. Yes. And there's a memorial bench. I know that what that is now. Yes. It's wonderful. There's just so much public art that is, like, so much public art is Pokestops. And there's, like, for instance, there's this block. So I walk to work every day. And once I get to the avenue, I turn right and walk down the avenue to where my store is. But on the next avenue, just out of reach from where I usually walk, is some Pokestops. And I needed some Pokeballs or whatever. I was like, let me go. It's changed the way I walk to work. I'm a creature of habit and I will walk to work the same exact way. But Pokemon Go has made me take different little routes and sometimes go like one block out of the way, see some new things. And there is just this tree that I'm obsessed with. It's a gigantic tree. We have so many gigantic trees here, and it's one of my favorite things about the city. And it has this gigantic, gorgeous tree has nailed to the side of it a tree face, like an old sort of human tree face fairy spirit thing. I have a picture of it. I'll put it on the Ko-fi. And it's just like one of my favorite things that like somebody put there and then became a Pokestop. And I've got up. I'm buzzing. I need to catch my Pokemon. I missed. He's going to run away. I just love that shit. Face trees, you know? I would have never walked down that street right there. Because I don't need to. You know, I would have just turned. Why would I go one block further out of my way? I've decided, though, that I like walking that way better because it's a residential street and it's just got gigantic trees and it's cuter, you know? Instead of walking down the street with tons of traffic on it because it's a main drag and there's so many cars going by and buses and all of that and just, like, traffic. One block further is a beautiful, easy, breezy street with a tree face. With a tree face. Hear that? It's Pokemon. Let's see. We're throwing it. I turned my wrist and I didn't see the results. But for the sake of fun, we got him, team. We got him. So, I don't know. I've been battling more, too. Here's the thing about Pokemon Go. Pokemon Go is a game that you originally get, and you say, this is a lot. I don't know how to play this. And there's some very easy things that you do, like just catching Pokemon or whatever, or just, like, looking at the map and seeing things appear, or playing with, like, the AR buttons or whatever. That's all, like, enough to just, like, it familiarizes you in these, like, tiny little ways that then, if you hang on, rewards you because the next thing becomes easy. It sort of just, like, unfolds in this way that really feels like you are figuring out something that is, like, a skill, but really it's teaching you, you know? It's just a fun game. I just love it. I've been to gyms. I'm battling. I'm doing all the things. And that, like, at first was scary, and I thought, I can't do this. But then I battled, and I said, oh, you just tap, tap, tap. You literally just tap, tap, tap. Just tap on your phone. Just tap, 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 tap. And then you, like, develop strategies, and there's play styles, organizational styles. I found out that I am a Live Index person, which is where you like to keep one of every Pokemon on hand in your storage. And that is a very fun way to play, but also it's going to cost you because the game is free, but there's in-app purchases. And you can get coins by battling, but it's hard to battle that much to really fulfill your desires, especially when you've got a Live Index. So you buy a little space for $2 or whatever. And they got you, gal. Next thing you know, you're buying a bracelet that vibrates and lights up on your wrist whenever there's an imaginary digital creature, pocket monster lurking around. So that's what's happening. That's it. Anything else? My dental journey I talked about. I talked about going to the park. I talked about my shaking. Oh my god. My phone's ringing. Hold on. Oh! It was my dentist's office calling to confirm my appointment for Monday. So I'm very excited. I'm glad that they did because I forgot what time it was at. But it's at the perfect time. 11 a.m. I think is the perfect time for the dentist. And I will, you better believe, I will be catching Pokemon along the way. what if they're doing dental work on me and I'm like, hold on, and I like have to tell to my vibrating bracelet that's my mouth open with a dam in it to keep it open. Oh boy. Yeah, let's hit the outro music because I think it's time to wrap it up. Oh, perfect timing. Yeah, it's time because there are people outside. Benjamin just jumped onto the dehumidifier and turned it on, and stuff's going on. So, you know, short and sweet. I had a wonderful time. Thank you so much for listening to my ranting. You know, go get your dental work done. If you've been putting it off and you're, you know, insured or have a way to do it, dental's tough. Oh my god, I have insurance and it's still so expensive. If you'd like to be friends with me on Pokemon Go, please do so. I'm very good at sending gifts. You can find more information on that on the Ko-fi, ko-fi.com/internetacquaintance. You can donate to the show there. Yes. I we're definitely continuing the show through the end of the year. So if you'd like to sign up, you can donate one time, monthly, whatever. You don't have to donate at all. But if you'd like to see the extra pictures of my cat, basically, on the Ko-fi, you can do so. Thank you so much to everyone who donates there. It's a very, it just, you know, keeps the pod going. It helps buy those cat snacks and those Pokemon Go bracelets, and I really appreciate it. Do you hear? He turned on the dehumidifier and now it's loud. Hold on. I've got to say goodbye to you without 1,000 crazy noises. I've gone too far. All right. I turned it off. I've got vibrating going. I've got cats meowing. I've got dehumidifiers going. The room said the episode's over. So thank you so much for listening. You're all champions to me. And Linda 316 said thanks for listening. I'll talk to you soon. Have a wonderful whatever it is that you're having right now. Olive juice, olive juice, olive juice. Bye.